Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of HowToSellYourCoaching.com. We're talking today about how to build a personal brand. In fact, over the next few episodes, we're going to talk a lot about how to build a personal brand where people recognize you and want to do business with you, whatever kind of coach you are. Now, I'm going to jump in today and talk about things that you can control, what you cannot control, and kind of what you have some control over, but maybe semi-control. This can be real important because a lot of people make excuses. You're a coach. There's no room for excuses. If there's a reason that something's not working, then we work on that and we make that we get rid of the reason. We find the resources. So let's talk about what we can control. And I'm talking about personal brand and what we place in our market as far as social media, advertisements, videos, etc. Number one, what you can control is the content. You create the content and you can decide what platform, Instagram TV, whatever it may be, what that you're placing the message out. What content do you have going out? Algorithms, you can't control. Now, we can try to have people, you know, we can ask people to like our stuff. We can put it out at certain times of the day. We can be more engaging and try to get the numbers up. But you know what? If you try to always be the most, get the most engagement, and you try to beat the algorithm, they're just going to change the algorithm, okay? So what you have to do is make sure that the content's going out on the right platform. Again, is it Twitter, YouTube? Where are you placing your content out? Number two, you can't control the algorithm because no one truly understands the algorithm. Does that make sense? Hundreds of thousands of pieces of data that lead to different outputs, and that can change. So what we can control to a point is the perception. The customer's perception of you, your brand, how they see you. So our job is to get content out, to get it out into the right places, the right platforms, correct? And to do the best we can, we're going to talk about algorithms, we're going to talk about how to get the most engagement, but also instead of just looking for the best engagement, how about if we get the best people? So we may only have 10 people hear our message, but if those 10 people are ready to buy, ready to change their life, that's who we want to reach. We're going to talk about also perception. So step one, what I want you to do is really think about your unique value proposition. For example, here at HowToSellYourCoaching.com is very clear what our value does. We work with coaches, and we teach coaches how to sell their coaching program. It says it all in How to Sell Your Coaching. Our program, our signature program, is The Wealthy Coach. The Wealthy Coach, that means I'm a coach, and yes, it can be consultant, but I'm a coach and I want to become wealthy, changing lives of others. So I've identified my niche. Now, I could say the wealthy fitness coach or the wealthy social media coach. We're a little more broad than that because I know that the concept of the wealthy coach works in all of those areas. But my unique value proposition, if you're not at $10,000 a month, right now, you need to hire us. We need to get you there. If you're at $10,000 or $20,000 a month and you want to scale to $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 a month, then you need to hire us and we'll talk to you about scaling your business. So we're very clear on our identifying unique value proposition. What about yours? So we, with our clients, we're going to work with you to not only identify the niche, but the sub-niche and even the sub-niche of that if need be. And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But really, what is the proposition you bring to that niche? I work with coaches. Great. What do you do for coaches? I work with business owners. Great. What do you do for a business owner? So you got to be very clear on what that looks like. Then you go into creating content. And the content is going to be based around different areas. And we're going to talk about that educational side, the engagement side, whether it's videos, audios, written, and how you engage with people. If they're showing, if they're going to give a shout out to you, if they're going to send you a direct message, they're going to go to a landing page. So there's the context, the content, the context, and then, have, of course, how you distribute that out. So more than I can cover on one podcast. But I want to say for all of you that are just, maybe you're just looking at this. Maybe you're just thinking, what's in this? How do I go to the next level? It goes back to your responsibility and what you're not responsible for. If you'll recognize you are not responsible for everything, then you can start to work with what you are responsible for. Are you with me? Okay, guys, here's what I need you to do. Grab a hold of this website I'm about to give you, callwithwayne.com. Callwithwayne.com. When you go to callwithwayne.com, it's going to ask for name, email, address. Let's hop on a call. Let's see how I can help you. Let's take 10, 15 minutes, do a business audit. Look at your coaching program. There's no obligation, absolutely. If you say, Wayne, I want to work with you, or Wayne, I'm not going to work with you at this point, that's okay. Either way, let's look at your business. And I promise you, here's my promise. I promise at least one aha moment that you can take with you and move into your business. So I look forward to hearing from you, and make it a great day.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.